הגמרא הולכת בייס. צורך האדם שיכה מן כל מעשיו כולם כדי לדעת השם ברוך הוא בלבד. ויהי השבתו וקומו ודיבורו הכל לאומת זהדו. כיצד? כשיישא וייתן ביזנס או יעשה מלאכה ליטול שכר. So what we most, I think our immediate association for the word schar is in the phrase schar v'onash, and we translate schar as reward. But what the word really means is, it's from just like socher and maskir to rent, to hire, to employ. Ulas Sakhir is a worker. A Sakhir is a worker, someone who's hired, someone whose time is rented out, as it were. And therefore, Schar really translates as wages, as remuneration. O Yasa Malacha Lito Schar. Lo Yia Belibo Kibbutz Momon Bilvad. Eliyasad Vorm Ha'elu Kedei She'yimtzad Vorm She'aguf Tzorach Lohen Me'achilu U'shtasiyo V'yishiv Ezbayis U'nasiyas Isha. It's interesting that the Rambam here frames, contextualizes that a person should be able to support a wife as Dvarim She'aguf Tzorach Lohen. Meaning that it's not only, right, for the Rambam famously to get married is a mitzvah, and the bracha under the chuppah of Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivonu all our arayos is a big mitzvah, the Rambam says, and therefore it has to be said over Asiyasan. And all that notwithstanding, but the Rambam says, but it's also just part of living it's something which is very necessary just to live a normal, balanced existence. That above and beyond the din mitzvah that it has, because the Rambam says here, he puts it in the same context as achila shi'a. It's part of it's necessary for a normal, balanced life. וכן כשיוכל וישתה ויירו, ויוסם על ליבו לסוס דבר הלולו כדי להונוס בלבד, עד שנמצא שאינו אוכל ושוסה אלא המוסוק לחייך ויירו כדי להונוס, אלא יוסם על ליבו שיוכל וישתה כדי להרוס גופו ואיבר בלבד. So the Resh and Sefer are a little, the Yukim from the Resh and the Sefer seem to be a little confusing here. But initially the Rambam seems to say that when a person eats v'chulo, so he shouldn't have in mind that the tachlis here is the enjoyment associated with it. Well, at least he shouldn't have in mind that's the exclusive goal. Mashma, that if he sort of has a dual kavana, so the Rambam is not objecting, right? Because the Rambam is just objecting to when the kavana is lehonos bilvad, when that's the exclusive goal. But then the Sefer says, no, what the kavana should be is exclusively Lahavos gufa veyvarakol, to maintain his health. So which is it? So the answer is that the Rambam uses the word bilvad in often, not in the sense of Right, but we I think of it as only in terms of exclusively or alone. But the Rambam also uses it in a very different sense, and there are many apparent steers in the Rambam which are resolved by recognizing this. What we're discussing now, I saw many years ago. Unfortunately, I can't. I don't know, I hope it's not my fault that the Google isn't coming, but I don't remember the name of the Rav who, there's a Torah journal that's published in England, and a Rav submitted a Dvar Torah about the Lashonos HaRambam, an excellent, excellent Dvar Torah. And one of the Lashonos HaRambam he talks about is how the Rambam uses, sometimes, the word Bilvad. One of the other Rambams he points to, if you take a look in Perek Vav Chametzu Matzah, again, this is a sugya in Pesachim that the Rambam is passing here. Perek Vav Chametzu Matzah Halacha Tes. Chalas Toda Urekike Nazir She'osa Osam La'atzma. A person himself is bringing a Korban Toda. A Nazir has finished his Melos of Yemei Nazirus and is bringing the Korbanos Nazir, which, again, like the Korban Toda, are accompanied by Chalos Toda Kike Nazir, She'osa Osam La'atzma En Yotzin Behen, En Yotzin Behen. Even though both of these are Matzah, right, Kemat Al Menachot, right, Kol HaMenachot Vos Matzah, Chutz Mishtei Alachem, Chalos Toda Rekike Nozah Sha'osa Osam La'atzma En Yotzin Behen, Shenemur Shmatem Osam Matzos, Matzah HaMishtamer is the Indian Matzah Bilvad Hisha Yotzin Bo. Avozo Mishtamer is the Indian Hazara. It's true that they exercise the Shmira to make sure that the Chalos Toda Rekike Nozah wouldn't become Chometz. But they didn't have in mind Mitzvah's Matzah, they had in mind Korban Toda and Korbanos of the Nozah. However, he's intended to sell it to people who are chayovim and a korban toda, who are chayovim and korbanos nazir. So then, areza yotze vayidecha vasa. Why? Sheha osa limkor vashok, daito sheim lo yimachu, yochal osan. The nimsa b'shas asa yosan, shemaru l'chay matzah. If you own a bakery, so mistami, have in mind that whatever you're not going to sell, at the end of the day, you'll take home and you'll have for supper. But wait a minute, in the Reisha, the Rambam said that the Gzeres HaKosov of Shmatmes HaMatzos is it has to be Mishtameres L'inyan Matzah Dubai. Sounds like that the Shema you have to have is exclusively the Shei Matzah. So how does it help that in the Sefer of Asal Nimkor Vashok he has a double Lishma that either these will be good for Chalos Toda or Kikei Nozah, or if I don't find the customer, so then I'll use it at the Seder. But it wasn't Inyan Matzah Bilvad. So what this Rav shows is it's clear that for the Rambam, Bilvad also, not to the exclusion of our association with the word Bilvad, I think you find that in the Rambam also, but Bilvad in the Rambam also means directly or ultimately. And when the Rambam says, L'shvatim es ha-matzos, matzah ha-mishtameres, Le'inyan matzah bilvad, it doesn't mean exclusively. The translation of that is not that it's mishtameres exclusively le'inyan matzah, but it means that there's a kavona that it's mishtameres directly for matzah, as opposed to this where there was no kavona that was mishtameres the matzah. There was only a kavona that was mishtameres the chalos toda or kikei nozir. The Rambam never said that had to be exclusively. Exclusively matzah. I think he has another raya from the beginning of Shabbos to this havana of Bilvad in the Rambam. And the it's clear. I don't remember whether he has this example in Hilchos Deos or not. But either way, it's clear that that's what it means here as well. That lo yosem alivu lasa dvam halolik de lahanas bilvad, meaning that shouldn't be his direct or ultimate goal, He's not saying that that shouldn't be his exclusive goal. That shouldn't be his, that shouldn't be the direct goal. Were that the direct goal, so then a person would eat and drink, not what's nutritious and not what's not what's healthy, but it would only eat and drink that which is masak v'chaych. But that's his direct goal. His direct goal, when he's eating, is to maintain his health, to fortify himself. His direct goal when he's eating is not that he's searching for pleasure. Again, that's his direct goal. Kadesh Yavri Viyamat Shalim. Paul the Iyashav Adam Lichios, Elba Achilus Sia. If the Rambam is listing occasions when he should be Boel, so then certainly included in that list is to be Mekayim Mitzvos Ona. Kesef Mishnah comments, V'lo choshash Rabbeinu lahazkir kan ha'ona shehu chayavah v'kan lo diber ela b'dvarim she'osa b'rtzona v'lo chiyuv. And the Rambam is talking about the v'chol ma'asech yil Hashem Shemayim within the realm of Rishus. And that's why he doesn't include it in the list. But Emma says, if you skip ahead to Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel here in Hilchos Deos, Mitzvah kol Odom le'avos kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael kegufo, shenema v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Lefichach tzach l'sapir b'shvacho. V'lochus al mamono, k'mo shehu chos al mamon atzmo, v'rotze v'chvar atzmo. The two examples, or the two applications that the Rambam gives of l'sapir b'shvacho, v'lochus al mamono, so the case of Mishnah already is mitzayin, that the two Mishnahs in Avos, that yihi chvod chavecho, chavev alach gishalach, and yihi mamon chavecho, and it's clear, right? That's what the Mishnah is. When the Mishnah is saying, Yehi chvod chavecha chavev alach kishalach, Yehi momon chavecha chavev alach kishalach. So those Mishnayos are telling us what the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kishalach. V'hata echad karnocha entails. Okay. In Parak Yud Dalet of Hilchos Evel, so the Rambam has as follows: Mitzvahs Eser Shel Devarim Yud Dalet Aleph. Mitzvahs Eser Shel Devarim Levaka Cholim Ulenachim Avelim Ulehotzi Hames Ulehachnas Hakala Velilvas Haorchem Velasak Bekol Tzorki Hakvura Losis Alakase Velele Pofon Velispor Velachpor Velikpor Vechem Nesamech Hachosim Vahakala. Etc. So it's mamash a pella. Here in Hilchos Deis, you have the sense that you get for the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is so narrow and so constricted. The only you walk away from Hilchos Deis. I mean, the Rambam intended we should learn Mishnah Torah Kaseidah. I don't know, it takes a long time to get from Hilchos Deis to Hilchos Eivel. I'm still a few years, no? It's a long time. So you walk away from Hilchos Deis with such a narrow, bare-bone conception of the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha. So why did the Rambam? Okay, so he's not going to elaborate on Kruas HaMes and Hesped. He's not going to elaborate on that here. He'll elaborate that in Hilchos Eivel. But some indication that the mitzvah of Ahavta is broader than just Momon Chavircha and Kvod Chavircha. Elamai, when you reread the two Rambams. So here in Day is Rav Gimel, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah kol odem le'avos kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kegufa. What's the mitzvah? Le'avos kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. How does he formulate it in Hilchos Eivel? Kol ha'dvarim she'ata rotza she'yasu osam l'cha acherim, asay osan ata. Right, so he should say l'chol echad ve'echad miYisrael, but he doesn't. He says asay osan atah lo'achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. So it's clear that the Rambam has two tiers, ti, in the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. There's one which is kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. It doesn't have to be achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. Kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. And then there's a second tier of v'achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis is only mentioning that which applies uniformly, universally, to kol echad ve'echad miYisrael, even if he's not, unfortunately, achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. And the Rambam Hilchos Eivel is telling us all the second tier, everything that's included there, where the chiyuv is klapei achicha b'torah b'mitzvos. Oh, so now the pshat's like this, what we'll say. The mechayev in yehi momon chavecha chavelachik shalach and kvod chavecha chavelachik shalach. The Mechayev is not the Ben Odom L'chavero. The Mechayev is the person's own midos. Right? Whenever we interact with each other, that there's a possibility or either or both of two Mechayevim. Number one, when a person interacts with someone else, so it could be that the Chavero is a Mechayev. It could be what the Chavero is deserving of is a Mechayev. Additionally, regardless and independent of what the other one is mechayev, a person's own midos are mechayev certain things in interaction. So the Rambam Hilchos Deos says that the mechayev, which is l'gabi kol echad v'echad b'Yisrael, could be a Rasha. Could be a Rasha. Kol echad v'echad b'Yisrael. He's not a chicha b'Torah mitzvahs. The mechayev there is the person's own midos. In Hilchos Eivel, he tells us what the second tier of v'hachtu v'echad kamocha is. There the mechayev is, no, the chaveru is the mechayev. No, this is what is owed to him. It's not your midos that are lemachayev. It's what's owed to him. When the Rambam has a choice of being comprehensive or preserving the havana, the conceptual framework, so he always opts for number two. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos doesn't tell us everything about v'ahavta l'echa kamocha. He only tells us about that part of v'ahavta l'echa kamocha, which is midin Hilchos Deos, when the mechayev is Hilchos Deos. The rest, that's going to have to wait till later. There's another example. I'm not sure we'll have time to get to it today. And it's l'chora, that's the answer to v'asogas harayvit. Why didn't the Rambam mention mitzvahs olma? Because the Rambam is talking about the moderation that the person shows what occasions are correct and what occasions are incorrect. Mitzad Hilchos Deos, mitzad the mechayev Hilchos Deos. The same way in Perek Vav, he doesn't mention Bikul Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Hachnosas Kalev, Vachulu. So Hu Adin, Hu Atan. That's why in Perek Gimel, he doesn't mention Mitzvah Sona. One of the many, many things that Chaim taught the world was to look to see not just what the Rambam says, but where he says it. And this type of example is just so near the alil, the emes of the emes of that, and how you don't correctly, adequately understand the Rambam without that sensitivity.